The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, May 2nd. Really appreciate y'all being here. The Jaguars, they were named the least improved team in the AFC South by the Dual Threat podcast over on The Ringer. We're going to talk about what they had to say a little bit here today. Talk about my thoughts on if the Jaguars are the least improved team in the AFC South, what all that could mean for 2024 and beyond. I'm excited to talk about this one. Listening to that episode of the Dual Threat did get me a little heated, so we're going to dive into it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. You can also become a channel member here. Cannot thank you enough for your support of this channel. Couldn't be doing this without y'all. So, for one, I got to start here. I think a lot of folks around the league look at the Jaguars as a team that really doesn't have a good roster, and I just don't really see that. Like, they were 8-3 in 2023 before they collapsed. And why did they collapse? We're going to talk about why they collapsed. One of the biggest reasons, one of the biggest culprits, was injuries. Like, make no mistake about it. Trevor Lawrence was injured. He was playing through like 4 injuries. Cam Robinson was injured. Walker Little, his backup, was injured. Ezra Cleveland, his backup, was injured. Christian Kirk, injured. Zay Jones, injured. Devon Hamilton, injured. Andre Sisco and Tyson Campbell, playing through injury. I mean, literally no team would survive that, in my opinion. I don't think any other team would. So, the Jaguars absolutely had to improve their depth and their injury luck. We won't know about the injury situation until in real time how things are happening out there. But did they improve their depth? Like, yes, in my opinion, they absolutely did. At corner, edge, tackle, defensive line, receiver, quarterback, maybe. Is Mac Jones better than C.J. Beathard? Maybe. I don't know. We're going to find out. But, I mean, all these spots, they were injured. The depth is better. I don't think you can really question that. The coaching fell apart when the injuries really took hold as well. Did they upgrade coaching? Ryan Nielsen? Ever heard of him? In his first year with the Atlanta Falcons, he took them and made them one of the best third down defenses. He made them one of the best red zone defenses. Is that something that helped the Jaguars out in 2024? I think so. He's also a defensive line guru. Also brought in Chris Richard, one of the most well-respected secondary coaches in the league. Very good staff overall. So yeah, I think their coaching improved on the defensive side of the ball. And then Doug Peterson, you may have heard of him, led the Eagles to their first Super Bowl championship ever. Doug Peterson, I believe, is going to be taking over the offense once again. I think there was extenuating circumstances last year where he felt like he needed to pay more attention to the defensive side of the ball. I think that based on what we've heard so far this offseason, Doug Peterson is going to be playing a bigger part in the offensive play calling, in the offensive scheming and design, and a more micro level. I think the clear weaknesses in the starting lineup for the Jacksonville Jaguars basically revolved around trench play. Like, did they improve that? Eric Armstead? Ever heard of him? Mitch Morse? Ever heard of him? Yes, they massively upgraded the trenches with two playoff team captains, vets that play very well in the trenches that are still at the top of their game. There's no sign of either of those guys hitting a cliff. I hear Steven Ruiz bring up, you know, they overpaid their free agents. I mean, who did they really overpay? I think the best argument you could make is Darnell Savage. He's like the 16th highest paid safety in football, but safeties don't make a lot of money. He's making like $7 million per year. That's a negligible cap hit. That's a cheap position where I think the Jaguars felt like they could find value in a former highly drafted player who may have been not best utilized in Green Bay. A guy who is an extreme athlete who is very fluid in coverage. The Jaguars are going to try to use him in the nickel a little bit more. That's fine. Gabe Davis is the 25th highest paid receiver right now. That money doesn't move me at all. Like, you're really going to complain about someone who's 25. He's a vertical threat. He will do all the dirty work. This guy will block his ass off for you. Like, even when he's not targeted, he is helping your football team. He's underrated at this point. And so you're really going to complain about paying him as the 25th highest paid receiver in football, a deal that is not going to massively impact the cap long-term or short-term. Arik Armstead is the 22nd highest paid interior defensive lineman in the game. That's a massive value. I mean, this is one of the best interior defensive linemen in football when it comes to rushing the passer. And a guy who, when the lights are brightest, shows up. He's a playoff dude. Mitch Morris isn't even top 10 at center in terms of his contract. Like, what are we really talking about here if we're saying the Jaguars overspent this offseason? Which one of those contracts is negatively impacting that cap long term? Which one of those contracts is an egregious overspend? I don't see it. Then we have Austin Gale screaming at the top of his lungs about value compared to the consensus board when he hasn't watched a down of any of these prospects he's talking about. Like, he literally didn't say anything about any of the prospects.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
He's just comparing what the Jaguars did compared to the consensus board. And there is value in the consensus board. No question about it. The Jaguars don't place value in it. We know that. We already knew that. They value their own board. Trent Baalke values his board, the Jaguars board. I can actually agree with Gale saying the Jaguars reached in many spots. I don't agree with his process of just looking at the consensus board and then saying the Jaguars draft sucked because he didn't watch these prospects, mainly with the two LSU defensive linemen. You know, those were the reaches for me. But, like, how are you going to try to come off as informed when you haven't even watched prospects? You're not even going to comment on their actual ability. I think that's a big whiff. And this isn't me coming out to Trent Baalke's rescue to defend Trent Baalke. I've repeatedly said, I don't think that he makes the most of his resources. I don't think that his process is great. But I do believe he's given more resources to work with than most GMs, thanks to Shad Khan. I think he lucked into Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson. And I actually think he is getting better at this whole thing. Like landing Brian Thomas Jr. in the first round in a trade down the year after landing Anton Harrison in the first round in a trade down, you know, after you're no longer this team that's picking first overall at the top of the draft every year, that's cooking for me. It absolutely is. I still don't think he's a very good GM overall. I do think he's getting better. I think he's shown improvement. I think he has shown the ability to course correct a little bit over the last several months. I think that he's gotten better drafting in the first round overall. The fact of the matter is the Jaguars did not need to improve all that much. They needed better coaching. They needed more depth. They needed better trench play, and they needed to stay a little bit more healthy. We will not know about the injuries until later on, but I think they got the things done this offseason they needed to make sure they don't collapse. I still think that they're not done yet either. They still have a lot of cap space. I think that they're going to pursue an edge. At least they should. They should pursue a veteran edge for depth. I think they would probably be wise to pursue another starting caliber corner on the outside. But yeah, I think they got done what they needed to get done. And when you look around the AFC South, that's the point of this whole thing, right? Yes, the Titans improved. They overspent on everything that they could. Everything that moves, they said, I need it. And they did need it. Absolutely. The Titans did improve probably as much as any team in the AFC South. The Texans, they had some of the most cap space in football. Yes, they improved a ton. They had some weird process as well, though, right? I think they absolutely did. You know, taking a slow corner in the second round, trading for Stephon Diggs and then making it a one-year deal. They had some interesting decisions on their end as well, but yes, they improved. They had more cap space than the Jaguars. They improved a lot. Cannot deny that. The Colts, like, how did they improve more than the Jaguars? I don't see that at all, other than getting Anthony Richardson healthy, but look, the Jaguars are getting dudes healthy too. I just named like over half their starting lineup that was injured. Okay? So, yeah, the Jaguars, in my opinion, did not improve the least in the AFC South. I would say the Colts improved the least in the AFC South. The Jaguars would probably be in third, again, because the Titans overspent a ton, and they needed to. The Texans went and got better at a lot of spots. Good for them. But the Jaguars didn't need to improve as much as the Titans or the Colts. Getting off my soapbox, I do think that the Jaguars are a team right now, probably second best in the AFC South, in the division behind the Texans until they prove they're better, right? To me, they have the second best coaching staff with the second best roster until they prove otherwise. But they are better than the Colts and the Titans, I think, pretty significantly. And the thing about what the guys and gals over on the Dual Threat podcast were saying, they made it seem like the Jaguars are going into the tank. And you look around the web, and we're going to talk about some of these other things. There's a lot of folks out there, a lot of analysts out there that think the Jaguars are about to hit rock bottom or something like that. I don't see it that way at all. I think this is a team that is poised to make the playoffs, a team that is poised to potentially make some noise in the playoffs. Still think there's a couple more moves that they should make. We'll see how it plays out. But let's see how the Texans do with the first place schedule this year. I think it'll be really interesting to see what happens in the AFC South. It will be a more interesting division than it normally has been. I think that's for sure. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Again, like the hat I'm wearing right now. You can become a channel member here right here on YouTube. Check the links in the description below. Y'all have a good one.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.